Next principle is that books don't have to be stupid long. I am still baffled, and I was going to check to see if I had it on my shelf here, at the amount of pressure on individuals to write long books. And if we go back and think of, okay, what's the mindset behind that? We're thinking about traditional publishers, we're thinking about physical shelf space, and we're thinking, oh, I want my book to take up this huge, like I need a big chunky spine. I need a big thick book with lots of pages, and that's where the motivation comes from. But the truth is, we're not in bookstores anymore. Certainly not nearly as much as we were. And so you don't have to write a billion page book in order for it to count as a book. And in fact, we have a specific goal for this course as you're putting your book together, 20,000 words. That's kind of the marker we want to put in the ground. Now, later we'll talk about other options, even where there are fewer words and more focus on different kinds of elements. But if you're a writer and you've got the blog posts going, you've got existing content, 20,000 words is something that's fairly reachable in a matter of weeks, not years, and in a matter of hours, not weeks, sometimes, as you saw when I was assembling my stuff in the pre-launch course. So Tim, I want to kick to you to get some perspective on the mindset shift here, because I think when I told you that, like, oh, a book can be like, you don't have to get carried away with it. You were kind of surprised by that because of the book, like the idea of a book in your head is a little different. You're changing it.
Yeah, Todd, this was one that I didn't really understand. I always assumed books had to be really long. And it wasn't just you, it was another guy I follow on Twitter, Naval Ravikant. He keeps saying things like, people don't have time these days to read lots of books. He's encouraging people to like start the book in the middle. He's encouraging people to look at the chapters of a book like blog posts and then just skip chapters that are blog posts you don't want to read. So he's almost rewiring how we think about books. And I know when I spoke to many of the people that were looking to do this course, the number one problem was always, oh, I don't have time to write a book. And this is because the mindset is that we think a book has to take a year to write and it's got to be this big, long thing. But when you understand that books have now become a lot more disposable than they used to be, the catchphrase I keep saying is a book is just a long blog post. That's all it is. You don't need to overthink it. Especially if it's digital, I mean, if it's not going to get put into a hardcover book, why do you need this big long thing? And if I relate it back to blog posts, so if we take Medium for example, the most successful articles on Medium are 4 to 5 minute reads, and I consistently keep writing things that are like over 8 minutes and wondering why I don't get as many readers. And then I talk to some of the top writers, like a Sean Kernan as an example, and their secret sauce is that they are able to write much shorter posts that people have time to actually read. And one thing actually Sean said to me is he said, oh, Tim, it's discipline. So the reason why your blog posts are too long is because you don't have the discipline to stop sooner, number one, and number two, to edit that blog post down so that it can be a 4 or 5 minute. He's like, you're just being lazy and just posting the 8 minute, but you should be cutting it down. So Todd, we've got to just shift how we're thinking. We've got to understand people are time poor, and no one's going to sit there and read a, book that takes 16 hours from an unknown author. So for me, this is probably the most important principle of this lesson is learning to just get to the point and shorten it down. Now, if you become a Malcolm Gladwell later on, or a
Of
James Altucher,
course.
or a Tim Ferriss, knock yourself out
Of
with a longer
course.
book because you've got the credibility. But in this world, I think, Todd, we need to be succinct.
Yeah, of course. And in a world where we have total control and we could publish whatever kind of book we want to, why wouldn't you? And especially as we talk about narrowing the focus of the book, Tim, I love it. You talked about narrowing the scope, cutting it off, starting in the middle. All of these ways to be hyper focused on a specific topic are a big deal. And I also got a smile because I think we shout out Sean Kernan in every single one of these courses. he's just unforgettable. That's the kind of writer he is. And so I had one last note just for perspective on that 20,000 words, because if you're saying, well, that's a lot, essentially, you're looking at maybe 50 to 60 pages on a regular document, and you go, ah, that doesn't feel like that big of a book, but there are some tricks in formatting. We make it a little smaller. We get the spacing just right. And all of a sudden, you're looking at something that's, if you do move to a physical version, something that looks and feels like a book. We're around that 200 page mark, but it's a tight read. It's easy to compose, and it's certainly easy to read. So, this next principle is right on the back of that. Books don't have to take forever to write. People hear book and they go running, but the truth is, you can start where you are. And I keep hitting this idea because it's so meaningful to me. If you have been writing, your book is probably already written. I look at Tim, who's going, okay, yeah, 8 minute read. Okay, yeah, seven times a week. Okay, if he does even, I don't know, what's an 8 minute read? 1500 words? Is that, do you have a translation for, yeah, is that about right?
All right, yep.
Okay, yeah. So 1500 words, and even if he does 6 a week, because I'm dumb at math, so I'll keep it down there, 9,000 words. So he's halfway there just in a week. And even if you're not producing as much as Tim, every word counts toward your book because it's not about, okay, I did all of this, now I'm going to go here and do all of that. It's staying in that same lane and going, how can I package this up different ways to make it meaningful to people in different places? And I think that's the end goal when it comes to writing books. You don't have to stop everything. You don't have to shut down your whole life. You don't have to go to the woods. Just use what you got.